Hello, I'm Alex Riddell with a Wide World of Sports update. Brisbane Lions co-captain Harris Andrews says they had an upfront and honest review following their loss to GWS over the weekend. The Lions slumped to their fifth loss of the season following their 54-point defeat at the hands of the Giants. Andrews says the players are on edge, looking to get better.
You know, there'd be plenty of blokes that put their hand up and say they didn't play up to the standard that they've set over the last couple of years. So, yeah, I'm sure there'd be a few boys, myself included, who, you know, no one's sitting around happy with themselves and feeling comfortable. Yeah, we'll just control what we can control, and that's come with a good attitude and learning.
The Lions take on the Gold Coast Suns on Sunday. There are calls for North Melbourne to walk out on playing games in Tasmania. A crowd of less than 5,000 people attended Saturday's game in Hobart against Adelaide. Speaking on the Eddie and Jimmy podcast, former Collingwood president Eddie Maguire says other clubs should pick up the shortfall until the Tasmania Devils launch.
I think that the AFL should now move North out of there, pay them the money, and start bulking up those games in Tasmania and send some of the big clubs down once a year to get the Tasmanian people lined up and excited. Because they weren't excited by the weekend, I can promise you.
St Kilda's Jack Higgins will front the AFL Tribunal tonight, fighting a three-game ban for a dangerous tackle, while Hawthorn has accepted Mabiel Chole's one-game suspension for striking. To the NRL, the Panthers are expecting the Rabbitohs to overcome a tumultuous season so far to bounce back when they play on Thursday. Penrith prop Lindsay Smith says South Sydney can't be underestimated with the amount of quality they possess.
It is the NRL and anyone can win on any day, so whatever's going on over there is sort of none of my business or none of anyone's business, and I'm sure that they'll get their stuff sorted and I'll be ready to go this week.
Cameron Munster will play his 200th NRL game on Saturday evening when the Storm take on the Titans on the Gold Coast. Melbourne coach Craig Bellamy says many people often overlook the playmaker's passion.
Even though he's had that knockabout sort of persona, he has got a real genuine care about his teammates and, you know, and about our team.
Manly captain Daly Cherry Evans will head to the NRL judiciary tonight to try to downgrade his charge for a dangerous throw. If unsuccessful, he'll be banned for the first time in his career for three games. The semi-finals of the Champions League kick off tomorrow morning with Bayern Munich at home to Real Madrid in their first leg. Former Socceroo and Stan Sport analyst Mark Bosnich says two superpowers of European football will collide.
Absolutely massive. They've met each other in the semi-final. This will be the eighth occasion. And, you know, the last four, Real Madrid have come out on top. Bayern Munich have had a season where, for the first time in 11 seasons, can you believe it, they didn't win the Bundesliga title.
Melbourne City's Jamie McLaren will bid farewell to the club at the end of the season. The club says McLaren will pursue an opportunity outside the A-League. A new women's domestic 2020 competition is being launched. There'll be a shorter WBBL and a new state-based T20 competition launched as part of a 10-year plan. Those who play in both will see an 8% pay rise. Steve Smith is expected to be overlooked for Australia's squad for the T20 World Cup, as will star youngster Jake Fraser-McGurk. David Warner is set to be named for his final tournament for Australia. Rafael Nadal is into the final round of 16 at the Madrid Open. Travis Kelce has signed a new two-year contract with the Kansas City Chiefs, becoming the highest-paid tight end in the NFL. Australian Josh Giddey has hit three final quarter three-pointers to help Oklahoma City sweep the Pelicans in their NBA playoff series 4-0. And former championship surfer Callum Robson has suffered a round of 32 exit at the Gold Coast Pro on the second-tier Challenger Series. I'm Alex Riddell, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.